David Cameron was accused of gloating today by the acting Labour leader Harriet Harman in heated exchanges at Prime Minister's Questions. David Cameron also announced that the official Migration Advisory Committee will look at proposals to cut migration from countries which aren't in the European Economic Area. Our political correspondent Chris Mason watched the exchanges from the House of Commons Press Gallery.
Martha, this was just the second session of Prime Minister's Questions since the election, and one striking for its facial expressions. A new MP would stand up in a packed house to make their point, their face etched with excitement, wonder and nerves. And more of that in a moment. First to the exchanges between David Cameron and Harriet Harman, the acting Labour leader sought to find an issue that divides Conservatives, with some Tories arguing that the EU referendum could look rigged because the machinery of government, the civil service, will be allowed to make the case for continued EU membership during the referendum campaign. But the Prime Minister said the Scottish independence referendum had taught him an important lesson.
I actually felt in the last few weeks before the referendum, actually the UK government was often being advised it couldn't take a view on the future of the UK. And I think that was a ridiculous situation, which is why we've put forward the change to the Purdah rules.
The reality of defeat at the election stares Labour MPs in the face at question time as they look across the chamber at row upon row of chipper-spirited Conservatives opposite. But don't push your luck, said Harriet Harman.
He doesn't need to do ranting and sneering and gloating. He can just answer the question. And frankly, he should show a bit more class.
Now, it's traditional about this stage in my Prime Minister's Question report to make reference to the Liberal Democrats, but elections have a habit of changing traditions. One of the rare breed MPs in yellow, Tom Brake, later tweeted, tried to get in on PMQs today, no joy. Up steps then the new third party, the SNP, and Westminster leader Angus Robertson.
The Scottish Government is the only government in the UK as a whole that is an accredited living wage employer. Could the Prime Minister tell us when he will ensure that all UK government departments, all agencies and all employees will receive the living wage? Yes.
The living wage outside London is £7.85 an hour. You can only afford to pay it, the Prime Minister said, because the money you get from us helps. Now, to the newbies. In the Prime Minister's Plastic Fantastic, his folder full of facts and figures, he had today a picture of the new MPs asking questions alongside the info he might need. All the newbies were greeted with a cheer, but one louder than all the others.
In my constituency of Morley and Outwood.
Yes, that the spot in West Yorkshire where the former Shadow Chancellor Ed Ball was vanquished by Andrea Jenkins.
Her election result was one I was dreaming of.
But the Prime Minister had a spot of policy to announce once his dreaming was over. The government wants to reduce demand for migrant labour from outside the European Economic Area. At the moment, people can be recruited from there if those here don't have their skills. That will still be able to happen, but there'll be a time limit imposed on how long businesses can claim that there is a skills shortage to try to encourage the training of people here. So plenty there for our MPs to debate in a moment. But before I go, another new MP got a mention today.
When is the Prime Minister handing the baton to Boris?
Well, we benefit hugely from having Boris's wisdom now back in this House. And the baton that I'm interested in seeing is the moment at which Boris passes the baton to another Conservative Mayor of London.
And talking of facial expressions, the current Mayor of London sitting right at the back, sat with his arms crossed, attempting that expression which says, well, as little as humanly possible.
Very useful in politics. And the laughter you can hear is from my panel, the Conservatives.